You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Hour number two at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app along with 1590 AM, 1100 AM as well. Special thanks to Cody Kreplin, Sloppy Hog Barbecue. They're at the dispensary in Howard, right behind Meyer. 9 o'clock, he'll open for business, and that stuff. Were you listening, Mark?
I was.
Did you see his rig out there?
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
Mouth watering.
I know. 18 hours he smokes that brisket. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well.
Did you hear my challenge?
Yep.
And?
Wait till you hear what he told me when he walked in this morning.
Mark.
What? Mark. Mark is from Bell and Sports Medicine.
And he knows a little bit about
a little bit about sports medicine.
Yep.
Just a little. And they got that huge facility right behind Lambeau.
I was there last week. They took care of me like you can't believe.
So that was my point, was we went first from, I heard March 17th to Labor Day. Well, and then I heard John deciding to move it up to July 4th. So I'll admit, I had to pull up my calculator and add up the days, and I'm thinking, I think I took from now until 4th of July, there's 133 days. I believe that's 7.5 miles a day you would have to average a day.
John?
I wasn't good in math. So I hadn't calculated that.
So, guys, I appreciate how much you guys have talked about Bell and Health Sports Medicine, but... I don't want to see John as a patient. I'm trying to help John here, you know?
We may have to work out a trade deal on that one.
Hey, I will say this. I felt a little stupid over there at Bell and Sports Medicine because I'm there amongst a bunch of young athletes. And here's this one. And I almost felt like, and they were wonderful. Your people are just fun. But I almost felt like they might be saying, it's like when you bring in a really old car to a thing and you got these cool cars they want to work on.
Or they're looking in, the food pantry is like exactly. The next block over.
It's no. Like, here's these athletic people.
No, right. I'll tell you, we have athletes that come in, but we also have the general population. Yeah. I think it was probably one of our biggest myths when we built it was, you guys are just only seeing Packer players here? It's like, no.
Well, in people's defense on that, it was kind of positioned as a very, very high end, bringing in sports people. They talked about bringing in sports people from like pretty far away. Well, college kids.
Fact of life is we did have Bob Anderson. Dr. Bob Anderson was a world end foot and ankle surgeon, left down in Carolina came up and worked for us for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And he works for the Green Bay Packers.
And every person I know who got operated on by him or whatever, you know who did it? The Packers doctor.
Well, I was one of those. You know, I mean, I decided to do, I think I told the story of lifting a sewer grate up and, broke my ankle. So he had to do surgery on me. But the thing about it, Bob took care of people literally all over the world.
Yeah.
The furthest I knew was we had a person come in from Australia. I will say this, though, one of the most humbled, genuine physicians. And it doesn't matter who you are. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you are the general public or a VIP, top-notch athlete. He is a very genuine, humbled individual. Mm-hmm. And he's soon to be retired. It's tough. There's some quality physicians.
Oh, yeah. I remember at the open house. And it was. Yeah. And then you have those MRIs that are a little bit bigger for some of these athletes, you know? And it's just...
For people like me who went insane time I had an MRI. Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't breathe. They had to pull me out two or three times. They had to give me Valium. then had to put a washcloth over my eyes. No. Like, oh, I swear to God, yeah, Jim, they pulled me off three times.
Jim, you know, and I
couldn't breathe. I literally, when that happened, I can't get a breath.
I think what it and you know what it is, and I literally just had a friend of mine that needed an MRI, and he was worried about that. He says, I don't think I've been in there for 10 years. And so I said, hey, listen, remember when I say this is, I always tell people with MRIs, look towards your toes because
it's
a tube. Yeah, correct. Yeah. It's the straight up, and it feels like it's coming
you
right
can't
down.
Can't breathe.
But if you look downward, you can usually see light. And our MRIs, we have a window that looks outside, so it's great. Or a lot of times,
psychologically, is
correct.
The whole thing.
And a lot of times, if you can look upward, the end of the machine's right there.
Right. But and what the nurse did, or I don't know, color nurse, whatever. She went to the head of my, and she touched my head every now and then, just to let me know there's an opening,
right there,
that I wasn't trapped.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something.
Honey, are you okay? John, just close your eyes and listen to music.
That wouldn't do it.
Everybody else, I've never heard somebody that three times.
Okay, did you see what God. I did when I got Tess trapped in that bathroom? How I tore that bathroom apart trying to escape?
Okay.
I've got bad claustrophobia. Bad.
My mom had it, so I was always one of those that knew about it. And
even just talking about it, I'm starting to breathe deeper.
I had an elbow injury, and I was in one for an hour and a half, and man, I felt like five.
Yeah, is that something?
What else, you guys? What else?
Well, let's go back.
My head. I wouldn't even tell people if she touched my head
so I could breathe.
Do we
let me tell you something else.
They give you music?
I don't remember. Let me tell you something else that drives me insane. And I didn't know this was going to happen. Like when I was getting my hip replaced, they didn't tell me till right before. Okay, we're going to give you the spinal. And I'm like, what? So we're going to give you a spinal. I said, I had one time. It's the worst experience of my life. I hate that feeling of when you can't move your legs. It's the same thing. I can't breathe when I have that. Mark, help me out here.
I think medicine's gotten better. Okay. Isn't it weird
that I've got these feelings? A lot of people are like this. They just won't admit it.
But I think it's like my own wife. I remember the first time I wasn't with her. She needed surgery and the medication she was on and struggled coming out.
And I knew this other girl that happened to. And then this lady.
Who?
Do you hear the theme? No, he's talking about his wife. I'm talking about this lady.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Who? Wow.
Okay. All right. All right. So are we going to go back to this? Yes. Do we think we're going to get 1,000 miles?
I hope he does.
If John hits it, I think it's awesome.
Me too.
Do I really think that John's going to hit it? I'm going to be honest with you, John. No.
My biggest detriment is my seat. And you know that because you bought me that. What did you bring me that time? Remember for my thighs.
Kind of balm, right?
Yeah.
Tiger balm, was it?
No, not tiger balm.
No, it was just like it's like a lubricant.
I want to amend that.
Not going to warm it up. It's just
so I put that lubricant on my thighs.
WD-40.
And then I didn't have. Then I didn't have to. But my seat is
from
really
the dollar
bad.
Store.
My seat is really bad. So I got to get a gel seat. I might make one. I'm thinking about making.
Oh yeah,
listen to me.
That'd be done by July 1st. Then it's like 250 miles a day.
Let me just say this, and tell me if I'm crazy, okay? And I'm not even joking about this. What if I did this? What if I took my seat, all right, and that's foam insulation to seal up cracks in your house? If I put that, if I sprayed that, I'm not even joking.
That gets hard, though, doesn't it?
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
That's going to be a rash. Could it's I got finish? Chemicals
could I finish?
In there.
Could I finish? I put that down. I sprayed it. It's all wet. I take plastic, clear plastic. I put it over that. I sit in that.
And you're molding it?
I mold it.
Just get one of those seats.
Todd just snorted.
Just get one
I'm
of those
serious.
Seats, Johnny. No, this
but
is,
it'd be perfect no. for my butt.
No, this is what's perfect.
And my thighs.
You know, did you ever see those guys, like, and I don't know why, but they have like those big, like tricycles? They have big seats on those. Just
maybe,
go cop one of those.
I'm not even joking about this.
They have gel seats.
I know, but I could make it form-fitted for me personally.
But it would still be hard, right? And you wouldn't actually have cushion there. There would be no cushion. It would just be formed for your butt.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
There's no friction.
Okay.
Oh, no. There'll be friction.
Not between my thighs, though. If it's formed like that.
Your legs got to move.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to amend this
bet. I'm still working on it, but you're going to what?
Amend our bet. I'm going to cap it at $100 because I don't want to take $200 from you. Okay? I want to help you. I just think, you know, 7 miles a day, what's this going to happen, Johnny? You're going to miss a day, and then you're going to miss another day. It's like, oh, my God. No,
you're going to do 20 miles, yeah.
And that 20 miles is that's a decent
okay,
bike,
but Mark,
right?
Do you understand what I'm doing here? Okay, well, I joined the Croc Center.
Yep.
I'm there faithfully. What happens? My Achilles goes on me. Yep. If I go running this summer, what's going to happen? Three times, four times at least.
Well, one was to register.
Well.
Okay.
But you still log in.
That's true. You still beep.
So
it's
still
when
they have
you're
that
right,
thing
right,
as to whether
right,
or not you
right.
still get the free thing. So don't you agree with me, though, Mark, that I can't swim, which is the most most beneficial yet less taxing on a person physically.
No, the knees,
the
hips,
other, yep, exactly. Yeah. The other is biking. I can't swim. I've got one option left in my life. Why are you people discouraging me?
Would you do water aerobics?
Huh?
Would you do a water aerobics?
You stand there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like chest deep water.
And you got to walk and then run. Yeah, that's, but you're not going to, it's not over your head.
No.
How about rowing?
Oh, I think that'd be pretty good.
Oh, that is hard. Yeah. Oh my
I think that's
God.
Harder than a lot of people think.
I hate that.
Everyone thinks, oh, you go see you go to a hotel and they got a rowing machine. Yeah, do that for 10 minutes and tell me, you know.
That wears you out.
Yeah.
I'd like to see. 10 minutes on a rowing machine is that's like sprinting
for
10
minutes. Okay, I'm not gonna lie about this. I'm being totally honest about this, and I'm not bragging or anything like that. But if they got the kind with the legs, okay, because I was watching a movie the other night on rowers. Okay, it was a good movie. Have you seen that movie?
No,
can't think of the name of it. It's like during the Depression, and it's like the University of Oregon, where all these really poor kids got together to row, and they beat like the Harvards of the world.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Men in the Boat. Boys in the Boat. Boys in the Boat.
Is that a book?
I think so. Todd, can you look it up? Boys in the Boat?
Yep.
But anyway, with my legs, I think I'd be a phenomenal rower. Because it's mostly legs.
That's true.
Yeah. So if there's a rowing machine or a rowing team around
you
got
to bring that up to your chest. It is your arms, but it's
but
where
it's
your legs.
Legs
that, no, it's your legs.
Yeah.
And you got to get
the
one.
Full body workout.
Right. You get the one with the fans, which helps it a little bit, you know. But that rowing,
Okay, if you're using a fan on a piece of workout equipment, you're being judged big time.
I do it on the bike, too.
Yeah,
man.
Well, you're being judged. I've had a lot of people tell me that.
I just want to say, if we don't get a picture of that, if somebody at Western catches the mayor with a
using
fan.
Using a fan, because he's working out so hard. I do. Oh, I need a fan.
I will pay you out of my pocket.
There's smoke coming out of the wheel.
Is there an assistant there with a big fan holding it?
Yeah, I get two Egyptians like with a big palm leaf. I have perspiration.
I use the one with the fan.
Yeah.
All right,
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Stick around, buddy.
Yep.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Got some ticks here. I have a rowing machine that I bought after watching that movie you're talking about, and I have used it 3 times. Thank you, Terry.
Watched a movie 3 years ago.
So. Got another one. SNC has a rowing team. I would like to try that.
Well, they right on the river.
Yeah, the only thing is, so I wouldn't do it if I wasn't wearing a life jacket. Would that throw things off aerodynamically?
Don't you wear them?
I don't think so.
No.
But I'll tell you what.
My daughter was on the rowing team.
Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine.
My daughter was on the rowing team at Drake. And that is, I don't think people understand. And what's the person that just sits up there and yells?
Coxswain.
But they would get up at like 4:30 in the morning and go on those machines, and then they would go row.
Wow.
Then they go to school. That was unbelievable. You're in great, great shape. If you're on the rowing team,
But I think if you're on the, I was going to say, if you're on the rowing team, they're all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they need different. I'm just getting this from that movie, but they need different sizes in different positions.
Correct.
But they all have great cardio.
You can be this tiny little individual, male or female, but you're in the right position.
Right.
You know. So it's not about, hey, you have to be, you know, 280 pounds and a thick chisel.
Yeah. Right.
Guy or gal. No.
Yeah.
I just think that gets, you really never glide. I mean, those people work really, really hard. And with that rowing, you know, Western has a number of those machines. But even, you know what, the machine that I like, and you have everything over at Bellin, but.
The ones with the fans?
Yeah, I like those. But I like that, you know what I'm trying to get is that stair climber.
Oh, yeah.
Elliptical.
No.
Stair climber. Literally, you just. You're going up and down, up and down.
You just keep walking the stairs, and they go up to an escalator. You just keep going and going.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And you got to, that, you know, climbing steps for 10 minutes, that's hard.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. So somebody was moving here in the apartment thing the other day. So the elevator was, you know, I'll take the stairs. Four flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. Four flights of stairs isn't. But
You know, someone asked me this, I think, in the last couple weeks after doing this radio show. Just walk your stairs up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what. Someone asked me, and then I think it was my wife putting away Christmas decorations, and she had like 14 flights or, right? I can't remember. It was something, it was only in the afternoon, but she was up and down, you know, just did a great job.
I every year I say this, but even this year I remember saying that to Donna, when are we going to, you know, hire this out? Because it's a lot of trips going up and down with those, you know, all your parents used to bring you over and go, could you get the tree down and do this and that? And I'm very close to that. I think it's next year.
Got a text here. Right after I thought about buying that machine, I saw a recipe for pizza lasagna. Guess which will win? Yeah. Our texters are awesome. You know, one other thing though, Mark, we're talking about the draft here a little bit. Yep. And you guys are being in the forefront of the episode. I mean, you were in target ground zero where you guys are going to be. Is that exciting for you guys? Is it, whoo, let's get through this? Is it, because let's be honest, no matter how much people say, oh, this is going to be great. We've never done this. And when I say we, this community has never, ever, ever, ever hosted, been involved with something like this. So nobody can say with 100% confidence, oh, it's going to be a piece of cake. There are so many moving parts. But you guys, like I said, you are right at ground zero.
No, I tell you what, you know, the biggest thing we've heard is you got to wait till the next event gets done, or you have to wait till it gets closer because the NFL won't make choices. Super Bowl, well, guess what? It was all true. I mean, and we're still waiting on it. No blame to anyone. Packers are doing a fabulous job. I will tell you this. Just yesterday, the Packers released some renderings of the stage, of the whole area.
Oh, really?
Beautiful, beautiful area that they've got out there.
That construction's going to have to start pretty soon.
So my understanding is it starts... March, right at the end of March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's going to take up quite a bit of an area. You know, I think it's going to be a fun event. We were just talking, it's not just Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That is the draft days, but there's going to be so many different activities.
Leading up.
Yeah. You know, parties, opportunities for families.
There's a new restaurant opening up right in Titletown, you know, Hinterland. And next to that is, Cantina Bel Air. It's this Mexican restaurant. And you know, they're going to be so busy. I mean, they're busy. You can't get a place in that area on a game day, which is what, 80,000, 78,000 or whatever. I don't know. I mean, you see it, but, you know, and I think the final numbers are coming out and it's over 300,000.
Yeah. And, you know,
that's a lot of people.
I go back, I do a lot with the schools, and some people thought, you know, the Green Bay schools and Schwab and I believe is closing down early. Probably the best choice.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a parent, you know, and what's going to be going on, I know it stinks. It's a couple days, but I encourage the people to get out. This is a free event. Take your kids. I think come like Saturday when it's during the day, take your kids down to the draft. I think it'll be fun
to experience.
It's here.
You want to experience the draft, but the other thing I want parents to do or families to do is there's a lot of extracurricular things. There's that thing at East High School. There's the Booyah Cook-Off. Yep. There's and you don't have to be from out of town to enjoy that. You can go as a Green Bay, you know, Brown County resident. So I really hope people lean into this draft. It's not like I can't wait till this is over. I hope they're like, this is awesome.
I think the other thing I would suggest is today's your phones, there's an app called One Pass.
Yep, that's what
with
you're
the
get
NFL.
On.
That's yeah. what that's where you're gonna get all your information. It'll tell you where to park, transportation. How do I get there? Mm-hmm. What's going on? You know, you just talked about this isn't just also about what's going on out at Lambeau, which the draft is out there. It's not going to change. But there'll be stuff downtown. There'll be stuff in Appleton. There'll be stuff in the communities. And I think it's one of those things, embrace it. It does get stressful because it's the unknown. But it's one of those things to enjoy it. And will you have to maybe pivot because you thought, hey, I was going to park in this parking lot and it's full.
Or Lombardi Avenue is closed. I mean, let's not complain too much because I think we're going to benefit through, you know, we've got the world stage for 3-4 days. Let's lean into it. Let's take it.
And the communities, you know, all around, they've got buses coming in, shuttles and stuff like that. So they're getting involved as well. Yep. So it doesn't matter if you live in Green Bay or Appleton, Oshkosh.
Yeah, Michael was talking about that the other day.
Well, we got this friend of ours up in Marinette. Free shuttle.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like you said, Todd, when you talk about communities, you know, I was just down in Milwaukee the last couple weeks a few times. That's where people are staying and coming up for this.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? So this is not just, hey, we're going to Howard Swamico or whatever. No. The world is going to be looking at Green Bay. I think it's going to be some fun times.
It's awesome.
And, you know,
I think it's the biggest thing that's ever happened to Green Bay, don't you? Or Northeast Wisconsin.
And, you know, no fault to anyone. I just don't think we're going to see it in my lifetime again back
Never.
Here.
There's
so
not
let's
a chance.
Enjoy it. Let's not just embrace
even
it.
Not a chance. Well, you could, maybe 32 teams, 31 years. You'd still be around 31 years from now. I'm just hoping to get through this year's draft.
I won't be working on it.
I've survived. That's all I'm going for.
And 1,000 miles on the bike.
Exactly.
Don't forget that.
There you go.
I'm going to drive up and down around there. I'm going to have my bike. Quick break. Mark Cusin, back after this.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials, Wisconsin State Patrol, and Kaukauna Police joined forces Thursday evening after a suspect for a burglary of an occupied home fled on foot. The officers used drone technology to find the suspect in a field quite a bit of distance away from the home. Using the drone, they directed officers to the man's position where he was taken into custody and given emergency medical aid for suspected drug overdose. Officials believe the same man had fled several attempted traffic stops and was operating a stolen vehicle just before the incident. Black History Month is important not just for African Americans, but also for anyone and everyone who wants to understand their fellow countrymen and community members. So says the head of African American Studies in the Sociology Department of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Dr. Alfonso Simpson. Simpson says so many things that we take for granted every day were invented or made possible by contributions from African Americans.
When we look at the types of things like the elevator, the escalator, the stoplight, or the traffic signal, internal combustion engine, the heating furnace, air conditioning, refrigeration. I mean, there's so many things.
Simpson says Black History Month is not just about the accomplishments of Black Americans, but also an acknowledgement of their struggles. But Simpson emphasizes that efforts to teach about Black history and the experience of Black America are not meant to be critical.
It's not about making people feel guilty. It's about bringing people into the knowledge of the truth. And it helps us to all see our fellow man as contributors to the society in which we so enjoy.
Alfonso Simpson, Director of African American Studies at UWO and a modern-day Black history maker. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're going to have more Mark Houston down the road here. We still got some more fun things to talk about with him. But first, we're going to talk about an event you and I are going to be doing tomorrow, Jim. That's going to be really fun. We've got Ashley Hoffman and Mandy Monfils, Hotel Northland. Pause for applause. Welcome.
What a great event. We know a little bit about it because we've been talking to you for a couple months. We're really honored to be emceeing this. And
very happy to have you.
Well, thank you. And thank you. Tell us about the event. I mean, pause for applause at the nicest hotel north of Milwaukee. I just to open it up to, reminds me of that place in Memphis, right, where the ducks come down.
What is he talking about?
No, I have no idea. Zero.
Okay, no, you guys, it's the most.
Nothing.
It's the most famous in Memphis, and they have the ducks. They stay up in a suite, and then they come down in an elevator.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay, I'm going to find
back
that.
Back it up here.
I'm going to find
come
that.
Come on, get out of the way.
I am so right.
Get out of the way.
I am
back
so,
it up here.
I am so, anyway, let's go back to, this is great that you're opening up your hotel to a fundraiser and for Lucky Seven, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we will have several of our adoptable dogs there. We've put it out to our alumni community and said if they're available and they want to come for the fashion show to please bring their dogs down. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really fun day.
So if somebody's looking to adopt a dog, they could come to this event tomorrow and kind of check it out?
Yes, for sure. So most of our available dogs that will be there are going to be puppies. We don't do same day adoptions, but you can.
It's a process, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is a process. So you can meet the dog, kind of see how they are in public with men, women, kids, other dogs. And then you can apply on our website and we have our volunteers process the applications and go from there.
Fantastic.
It's great. And how nice of you, the Northland Hotel, to open that up.
We're very excited.
And it gets people there. Tell us, it starts at noon. Is it noon?
Yes,
right?
Registration will start at noon. So it is registration. Actually, there is no pre-register. It's open to the public. Everybody is welcome to attend, dress up their dog, and come out for a great cause. And Lucky Seven will be there, and they'll have more information on how the adoption and foster process goes.
Will you promise us something?
What?
So I have a very traumatic experience from hosting a Little House in the Prairie look-alike contest for, what's her name, Linda Ingalls? Okay.
Laura?
Yeah, Laura, yeah. Mm-hmm. And all these little girls out at Heritage Hill. Okay, so, oh, and little Sarah, here's the winner. I've never had moms and little girls tear into me more afterwards.
No.
Do you know how long we worked on this thing? I had to work this thing. So if it's like that with a fashion show for the dogs, will you protect me?
I will protect you.
Thank you.
That much I can promise.
I will
barricade you and make sure that
nobody. I never saw such angry little girls' faces.
Oh my god!
In these nice little bonnets.
Yeah.
And they had their little school books tied together. Whoa!
Wait till you see us parents of those dogs. You know.
Yeah. Well, I can't make any promises that I won't come for you if my dog doesn't win.
Right. Do you have a dog in it?
I'm going to be bringing one of my dogs.
Oh, that's awesome! What kind of a dog?
She's a long haired Chihuahua.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. She's all black, and she's going to be, we've got her a very cute little outfit to go.
The Northland does, they got to do a couple hundred events a year. I mean, you always have something going on, which I think is awesome. And like I said, I just love the Crystal Ballroom and everything you have there.
Yeah.
We were just at the Walnut Room for Valentine's Day, and so many weddings and events you have there.
Yeah.
How did you pick this one? Because your love for dogs, or is it Lucky Seven? Or this is a great partnership, and I think you're going to get a lot of attendance there because people like the Northland and they love pets.
Yeah, it's a wonderful partnership. They reached out to Lucky Seven initially, and we built the connection from there.
Yeah.
And you have a great sponsor.
Tito's.
Yeah, yes. Where did this come
from? Right.
Yes. Can I be honest with you? So Jim, a couple of months ago, he goes, hey, I got this event I'm going to be doing at the Northland. Do you want to do it with me? It's this dog show. Well, I don't know if that's my thing. It's sponsored by Tito's Vodka. I go, I'm in.
Well, now I'm in.
True story.
That's really, that is a true story. That's nice of them to partner with you as well. Mm-hmm. Is that something they do? Or?
Yes, they're actually a very dog-friendly brand. So they have, the owner of Tito's himself has adopted and fostered many dogs and found homes for them. So dogs is very, very close to Tito's.
Okay, that's
so
okay.
Tito's
I was
for dogs all the way.
Tito's in a dog show.
Tito's has been absolutely phenomenal in assisting with putting on this event and making a success.
And while the event is free and we want people to come, there's a bar, and $1 for every drink goes to the...
Yeah, so Poke the Bear actually is selling Tito's cocktails. They're called Puptails. And every Puptail sold, Tito's is actually donating $1 to Lucky 7 in the month of February.
Oh, wow, the whole month.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yep. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the whole thing. Like first of all, with your organization, of course, mm-hmm. your mission statement, what you do for mm-hmm. animals.
Yes. So our mission statement is Rescue, Rehome, Repeat. We are celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
Wow.
So we have been working for 10 years now, finding dogs, homes. And typically we transport dogs from Texas or Tennessee because they have a big overpopulation mm-hmm. there. So we have a rescue van, and most of the time we try to meet halfway with our rescue partners and then bring the dogs up here. We do also take in local dogs, though. So if people are going through life changes like moving or allergies or getting a divorce or something, we do take in local dogs as long as we're able to find a foster. So we
okay, can I just say something? That seems like that'd be hard to do. If you're attached to your dog,
oh, man.
To get, is that right? emotional?
It's very difficult. Yeah, I have a hard time with it because I can't say I would never have to go through something like
right.
that because it's impossible to say that.
Right.
But, mm-hmm. So the surrenders are very emotional because most of the time it's not something that they want to be doing out of necessity.
You would literally jump off the Tower Drive Bridge yeah. before you give away Milton.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
emotional tie.
If I said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
My child.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What? It is your dog, but how much?
Yeah.
I'd find a price.
Yeah.
If it was between, you have to.
Just don't do that to
no,
me.
No, no, no. Or your daughter.
I love my
or
wife.
Or your daughter that's a doctor. Which one?
But I think this is cool you're doing that. And the Northland Hotel, we talk about, and of course, the draft coming up. I know you're full for that, but that is just. Mm-hmm. It is. I think north of Milwaukee, that's the nicest hotel. And it was the first signature Marriott in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You guys put...
First $1 million motel or hotel.
When it was mm-hmm. built. And,
yeah.
And then recently stuck $32 million into it.
You know what I think would be cool, though, Jim? I got to be honest with you. With the draft coming... I mean, you guys are booked or whatever. But I had, back in the day, with the old Packer players, and they're all deceased
right now.
He
talks about going there as a kid.
Oh, my gosh. That was the coolest thing in the world. When we'd come to Green Bay, we'd go and stand outside. And the cool part is... Because when I go to the post office or whatever here, I walk, you know, to there. I still love just walking down that sidewalk, looking at that sign, because that's the exact same sign when I was like mm-hmm. 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I'd be standing under that with a little notebook I bought from Shopko for 10 cents,
right.
waiting for opposing the other team when they would stay there,
yeah.
waiting for their autographs. That was one of the thrills of my life. And I was so disappointed when I moved to Green Bay 100 years ago, moved back here, and it was like closed or right. whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to go in. It's like, I want to remember. And I remember I was doing a show for, I think it was NBC 26, and I did a big story on when they're about three quarters of the way through with the renovation. And that was just almost like magical, walking through those rooms and those hallways and,
yeah.
and thinking about these, you know, the Chicago Bears stayed there in like 1945. And I interviewed this one guy. He was, I'm sorry, I'm just rambling.
Interesting.
But I still remember he was, okay, so he played for the Chicago Cardinals, who then moved to St. Louis, okay? Mats Tonelli was his name. He's in one of my books. Then he got drafted into the war, became a prisoner of war of the Japanese for 3 or 4 years. Horrific. Went from like 200 pounds to like 100 pounds, whatever. And he needed one more game to play in his career to qualify for the NFL pension. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He came back. He weighed, I think it was 132 pounds. And the coach says, we're going to play in Green Bay. Would you like to play one more game for your pension? He's like, oh, my God. And he says, I can still remember this hotel. He said they didn't have locker rooms at the stadium then. So they'd put their uniforms on at the Northland Hotel and walk down through the lobby and get on like a trolley or something. And he says that's his greatest memory of his, and that's how he ended his NFL career. And he was decimated from unbelievable torture he went through. But he played one last game, and he says, I still remember staying at this beautiful hotel in Green Bay, putting my uniform on for the last time, and going out to this stadium. So whenever I still see the North and I walk, I think about those kind of guys who that was big for them when they'd come to Green Bay.
And we were there for your 100th anniversary, which is this year.
Yes.
And what I appreciate with what the Northland did, Tom did, all of you, is you brought it back to its original.
Exactly.
Some of the stuff gets redone. It's like, I really don't like that. But you guys, and that costs money. I mean, mm-hmm. restoring history, or keeping history, I should say, mm-hmm. costs money. The chandeliers are original. Yep. All that woodwork you did.
Jim and I, we go back and forth on this sometimes because I didn't think the downtown mall should have ever been torn down. But
oh my God.
No.
I'm not going to go.
Not for Bay Park.
Okay. Are we done?
Okay. Are we done? That thing did. You as the sales were in there.
Are we done with that? Okay. But I will say this.
But we are talking with Ashley Hoffman and Mandy Monfiles from the Northland Hotel and Lucky Dog 7. John, what did you want to ask her?
We appreciate when somebody like the Northland does that because you're a financial whatever guy, how much cheaper would it be to knock that down and start over?
Right. It would have been, it would have been 30-40% cheaper to raise
that
building.
And you would have lost that entire
history. That piece of history would be gone forever and you guys restored it. And really to come there tomorrow to see it. And plus you guys are kind of, we can get them a little bit earlier because you're on that coffee thing, aren't you? That cafe crawl?
Oh, that's right. You got the cafe crawl tomorrow,
yes.
too.
And you are that's doing right. the coffee, and I think you're doing the cinnamon rolls.
We
are. Or cinnamon buns, whatever yes.
Sticky buns.
Yep. Sticky buns.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
It's so all going on at the Northland.
Definitely going to be a busy day at Northland tomorrow.
Fantastic.
That's going to be great. And
yes.
I think people need
so
to
excited.
Get there. And it, to maybe take a chance to look around that crystal ballroom, the walnut
room. Oh, most
room.
Definitely.
And then how is your, what's it called, the alley? Downstairs.
Yes, the alley, yes. With the bowling alley.
Bowling alley.
So it's a banquet space, and there's billiards down there. There's a whole bowling alley, and to me it's almost. Can we host a bowling tournament there? Yeah,
okay.
To me almost has the speakeasy feel.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little underrated, and it's a beautiful space.
We gotta get the word out more.
Yes, absolutely. Most definitely.
I had my retirement party there. It was fun. I learned the whole hotel.
For the love of the Lord. It can't be mentioned. Hotel Northland cannot be mentioned without saying, I had my retirement party.
I went for the best.
I had that
best.
One room.
Hey, everybody's got to have a retirement party. Right. And where better than Hotel Northland?
When we come back, though, I just want to, just again, the Peabody Hotel, right? We're talking about that.
Never heard of it.
Okay, the Ducks. Ducks, they stay in this $200,000 suite. They live there. They've been on Johnny Carson, Oprah Winfrey. These Ducks come down every day at 5 o'clock, and they walk through the lobby.
Maybe you should have had your retirement party there. Great.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. Got some texts here. I love Lucky 7, and I wish I could attend tomorrow. I adopted Nayla, formerly known as Dixie, 18 months ago, and she changed my life.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Isn't that nice? Awesome.
And that
That's
can
so
happen.
Nice. Yeah.
Got another one here. Bowling night sounds like fun, but who's going to watch Mino so he doesn't walk home in his bowling shoes? Okay.
Too late.
Okay.
Too
the
late.
Last bowling thing I ever put on. Okay. True story. And I got home, and I realized I left my shoes there, and I wore the bowling shoes home.
I can assure you that Hotel Northland's alley is wear your own shoes.
Okay, I got to ask you. No. You're a Two Rivers lady. Did you ever hang out at Rudy's?
I did. I grew up at Rudy's. Like, who didn't grow up at Rudy's right. Lanes?
That's right. Awesome that you're from Two Rivers. We talk about that all the time. That's like our favorite town.
We love that city.
And you grew up right on Neshoto Beach.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, across the street from it.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's like living, that's Southern California.
We didn't
living.
Need air conditioning.
No. It's beautiful out there.
Got to reset the guests. Ashley Hoffman and Mandy Monfiles. Ashley is with Hotel Northland. Mandy is with Lucky 7 Dog Rescue. We're doing a really cool event tomorrow between noon and 2 where you can come and check out some of these dogs if you're looking to adopt.
Mm-hmm. And you can judge them. They're going to be, you got like a little bit of a runway there. You can get dressed up.
Yes. So we are going to be having a runway, a red carpeted runway. And we'll be judging the dogs on originality and creativity, personality, and execution, also known as best dressed.
Nice.
So,
okay.
But we're not the sole judges,
you.
Right?
I will protect you.
Yeah,
I'll be behind you.
She's going to protect John.
Even though you get a dog in the hunt here, so to say.
Right.
Wow.
I'll be discreetly in the background rooting.
I don't see anything discreet about you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Two Rivers doesn't scream discreet.
I think that's great that this partnership is here. And I just, and tomorrow. tomorrow is, you know, there's everything go after the Packers. There's nothing going on until the draft. There's a lot going on. And I just want to replug that cafe crawl where there's 9 businesses that you can go get coffee from shop to shop. And Northland Hotel is one of them at Poke the Bear. These are mine.
Just run through them quick.
Yeah. And definitely. And you're one of the few that are serving like cinnamon rolls with mm-hmm. it. What are they called?
You're speaking to Ashley.
Sticky buns. So many sticky buns and coffee.
We can do that. But, you know, the Hotel Northland and Glass, which is right across the street from you, and Local Wisco, the Daily Buzz, Grounded Cafe, Captain's Walk, which they're kind of...
Jim got kicked out of Glass.
I think we should focus on the Northland. Which held the best customer service north of
Milwaukee.
You know why?
Because they wouldn't give him ketchup for his egg sandwich. True story. To the point where they asked him to leave.
Jim, Hotel Northland has ketchup.
I know you do. I love Poke the Bear, Walnut Room. It was great. I had a great time there at Valentine's Day. So, yeah, thank you, John, for sharing that with us. I just want to thank both of you for partnering together.
Thank you for having us.
For having a free event that really encompasses what I think Green Bay is about. You can bring the whole family, but I think we love pets in this community. I think we treat them really, really well. Mm-hmm. We got the dog park not too far from here. We need a couple more.
Yeah.
But Tito's sponsoring this is like a really, I didn't know, is it Mr. Tito or what? Like the guy who owns it, right? He's the one that's the big sponsor that has all the dogs?
Yeah. Tito's company itself is.
Where do they make that stuff?
Where are they based off?
It's in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right.
That's potatoes, right?
It's great stuff. I would assume.
Yeah. So that's probably here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're the ducks.
You know what? When you do a radio show, you're supposed to be like all knowing.
Notice our show prep.
And it's like with lawyers where they say you never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Right.
We never know the answer.
I looked it up for you guys. Austin, Texas.
So oh, they're Austin. Right, yeah.
Okay.
But cool city.
They have ties to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
they got one of their best customers here.
I was going to say, we're the biggest customer. this is going to be fun tomorrow. And again, there's free parking on Saturday, so you have to stress that out.
Yeah,
you just walk into the lobby and it's up on the second level?
Yes, right on the mezzanine, right on the balcony.
You know, it was a great night.
Walk in the lobby off to the left, right up the stairs. Right.
I'll tell you, it was a great night. Jim's group hosted a 100-year anniversary of the president being there.
Were you there? Mm-hmm. The Northland Hotel is such a rich history.
That was such a wonderful
event. Wasn't that a great event?
By the way,
it really was. Great food.
The Astros were phenomenal.
Well, that's our man Gizmo. I went back like
Kennedy.
6 times. I'm not even joking.
Good food.
Great food.
We get a lot of compliments on that. And it was, you know, the actors were great. But, you know, to really feature, you know, Vince Lombardi, of course, who signed his contract there. Senator Kennedy, who was there and became president, you know, a few months later. And, of course, Eleanor Roosevelt, who came and talked there. And what you did to make it, to bring it back 100 years, which was the Roaring 20s. That was a pretty good time. I mean, you didn't think someone went to hell in, you know, 29, but that was a good, you know.
Well, we had 3 major buildings built in Green Bay that one year.
Well, yeah, WBAY.
That are still standing.
The Tarleton and you.
Yes, Tarleton.
Yeah. Isn't that
great? All 100 years old. So those were good times, and we need to get back to that. And I think we are, you know. And this is going to be fun. I'm bringing my dog, I think, but he's not.
We hope. Yeah.
Whatever. I'll get talked to him when I get home. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for doing it. What else is going on at Lucky 7?
I mean, tomorrow we actually have several events going on. So we have one adult dog that's going to be at Pet Supplies Plus on Oneida Street from 12 to 2. And then I am actually heading out to Algoma High School with a puppy because they have their regional destination imagination competition. And we're going to be doing some puppy kisses for the first part of the day. Otherwise, with the draft coming up, we do have some, we're going to try to be open as much as possible for that. So we're going to have puppy parties every day. We're going to try to make our turf look like a little football field. We haven't quite figured out how.
Where are you guys located?
We are on North Broadway.
Okay.
Just right around the
corner.
Just right up
the road here, huh?
And besides this great event, the coffee crawl, and the event Lucky 7, what else do you have? Something on the Northland that's coming up right around the corner? You have a lot of events going on there.
We do have a lot of events.
Poke the Bear's always open.
Yes.
I mean, 11 to 11, right?
11 to 11, yeah. And then Walnut Room in the morning.
Yeah.
Every day, 6 to 11.
Ashley Hoffman from Hotel Northland, Mandy Montfiles from Lucky Dog Rescue. Jim and I will be at the Northland tomorrow from noon until 2 for a fantastic dog show.
Thank you.
If you're looking to adopt, great place to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Go Raiders.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.